Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day.
It is good to be with you today for another look into God's Word. In our passage today, we will look at one of the most popular miracles Jesus ever performed. Years ago, I had a co-teacher who did a chapel on this passage. Now, every time I hear about this miracle, I think about my fives and twos. Let me explain. I'm sure you remember the boy who gave his five loaves and two fish to Jesus. The boy gave all he had. And my co-teacher said, that is a good lesson for us. Give everything to Jesus. Even if you don't have many possessions to give, almost everyone has five fingers and two arms. So start there. Give your five fingers and two arms to Jesus, and you may be surprised at what he will do with them. As J. Mark reads Mark 6, notice the times Jesus noticed and cared for the needs of the people around him. Our title is, Does Jesus Care? And we will look at three clear ways Jesus cared for those close to him.
All of us go through difficult experiences in life, and sometimes we may ask this question, Does Jesus really care? And if he does care, then why doesn't he do something to help me? Have you ever had those questions? I have. I'm sure that when Jesus walked on this earth, people also asked that question. Does Jesus care? That's the title for our study today from Mark chapter 6 and verses 30 to 44. Listen as I read the scripture. Then the apostles gathered to Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said to them, Come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. So they departed to a deserted place in the boat by themselves. But the multitudes saw them departing, and many knew him, and they ran there on foot from all the cities. They arrived before them and came together to him. And when he came out, he saw a multitude and was moved with compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. When the day was now far spent, his disciples came to him, and they said, This is a deserted place, and already the hour is late. Send the people away, that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. But Jesus said to them, You give them something to eat. And they said to him, Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them something to eat? But he said to them, How many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they found out, they said, Five and two fish. Then he commanded them to make them all sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in ranks of hundreds and fifties. And when he had taken the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven, blessed, and broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the two fish he divided among them all. So they all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of the fish. Now those who had eaten the loaves were about 5,000 men. Jesus' provision for the needs highlighted in this text demonstrate that he cares. The first provision I see that shows Jesus' care is rest for the workers. Our text opens with the 12 returning from their first missionary assignment. And so naturally, Jesus, as their teacher and their mentor, wanted to hear all about their experiences. After a time of strenuous ministry, Jesus knew the 12 were tired. He knew they needed a rest. So he said, Come away by yourselves to some deserted place and rest a while. That was impossible in their current situation because the crowds of people were constantly coming and going. They were so busy, they didn't even have time to eat. So Jesus invited them to join him in a secluded place. You know, in the frenzied pace of life, the rest that you and I need is challenging to find sometimes. People today, at least where I am, they seem to be obsessed with going and going and going. Jesus knew that without rest, we humans would crash physically and emotionally. And he didn't want that to happen to his disciples. And Jesus doesn't want that to happen to you or me either. Ministry is tiring. Dealing with people and their needs takes a lot of energy. We are not like a well with an endless supply of water. We are channels through which God's power and love can flow. So we need periods of rest and refreshment, but we can't always get those things while we are in the midst of our daily schedule. Jesus has rest for his workers. And then there's another provision that shows Jesus' care. It is direction for the wandering. As Jesus and his disciples were leaving, some of the people recognized him, and they spread the news, and people came from all the surrounding towns. That's what we read. They ran along the shore of the lake, and they arrived at the landing place before Jesus got there. So when Jesus arrived at that landing place, instead of the promised rest for him and the 12, there was a multitude that had already gathered. The only rest the group had was that short sail across the lake. Now think about it. Jesus could have been resentful of this crowd. They were interfering with his plans for the rest that everyone so badly needed. And yet, as Jesus looked on this multitude, he was deeply moved. And what was it that moved him? Their spiritual need. He saw them as sheep without a shepherd. They needed someone to lead and someone to protect them. You know, without a shepherd, sheep are very vulnerable to danger and destruction. And that's how Jesus viewed this group of people. Oh, these people had numerous official leaders. They had rabbis, they had other religious authorities, they had the scribes and the lawyers. But most of them were hirelings. They didn't care for the sheep. They liked the power and the benefits of their position and the cozy relationship they had with political leaders. You know, it's unfortunate, but there are many spiritual leaders like them today. And Jesus warned that as we approach the end of the age, false prophets and false teachers will proliferate, and many gullible people will be deceived. The sheep are left uncared for. However, Jesus knows that, and he's keeping the record. Jesus has the same compassion today when he sees the needs of his sheep. Jesus had come to this location for rest, but the spiritual needs of the multitude touched his heart. And so in response, he kept on teaching them. And then the final provision that shows Jesus' care is bread for the wanting. Imagine the crowd in this beautiful rural setting, captivated by the authoritative teaching of Jesus. And so they're oblivious to the passing of time. As evening approaches, the disciples start to get nervous. And they propose to Jesus their plan for caring for the multitude. They said, "This is a deserted place. It's getting late. Send them away so that they can go into the surrounding area and buy bread for themselves because they don't have any food. They haven't brought anything with them." Now, those are all logical conclusions, but Jesus already had a solution to the problem. And so in response to their advice, he says to them, "You give them something to eat." Put yourself in their place. They were shocked. And so they ask, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread so everyone can eat?" The combined daily wages of 200 men wouldn't buy enough bread for everyone in that crowd. In response to their question, Jesus calmly replied, "Why don't you go and see how many loaves you have?" Didn't take them long. They returned with their answer, 5 loaves and 2 fish. What they had on hand was totally inadequate for the need. Jesus commanded the disciples to instruct the multitude to recline in groups on the green grass. Mark is the only one that adds that detail about green grass. That means it was in the spring, near Passover time, and the afternoon sun shone down on those orderly groups of people. And you know, it was that organization that helped with the distribution of the food. And have you ever tried to picture in your mind how all this food was distributed? How did they handle all that bread? Is that what the 12 large baskets, verse 43, were used for? After blessing the loaves and breaking them, Jesus gave the pieces to his disciples to give to the crowd, and then the fish were in addition to the 12 baskets of bread. You know, this wasn't just enough food to take the edge off their hunger, as we sometimes say. It wasn't a snack. Everyone ate until they were satisfied. In other contexts, this exact word is translated as well-fed or even gorged. That means they couldn't eat another bite. Everyone had as much as they wanted. And after everyone was satisfied, the leftovers filled 12 baskets. And there were leftovers of fish, too. One basket of leftovers for each of the 12 disciples. What a demonstration of Jesus' care for the people and his miraculous power. Some copies of the scripture place this miracle under the heading, the feeding of the 5,000. But you know that's not really accurate. It easily could have been 15,000 or more, because there were 5,000 men, is what the text says. Only God knows how many women and children there were. This was the high point of Jesus' Galilean ministry. It was a miracle that caused many people to follow him. Sadly, they followed him for the wrong reasons. So how would you answer this question? Does Jesus care? Can you testify personally to his care for you? I can. I have experienced his provision of rest for workers and direction for the wandering. Have you experienced that? Do you know what it feels like to be lost, unsure of what you're doing or where you're going? I'm so glad that God has given us his word because it provides answers to our questions. The teachings of Jesus provide hope and healing in a world full of pain and hurt. And when those teachings are illuminated by the Holy Spirit and confirmed by our brothers and sisters, they give us wonderful direction. The most amazing demonstration of Jesus' care is the giving of his life for our salvation. That is genuinely direction for the wandering. We are all like sheep. We have all gone astray, and we have all turned to our own way. But God laid on Jesus our iniquity so that we could be rescued from our wandering and brought safely into his fold as his sheep. We demonstrate our care for others when we share with them this most essential provision of Jesus' care. And then finally, have you experienced Jesus' care in your need for physical food? No, I have never been fed miraculously like this crowd was, but Jesus does provide for my daily bread. If Jesus didn't give me health and strength and soundness of mind every day, I couldn't do what I do. I couldn't work to provide for my needs and those of my family, and you couldn't either. And so I hope that you can say this about Jesus. Oh yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. Though the days are weary and the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares.
What a fitting way to end the lesson. Thanks, J. Mark. My mind also went to this song when I heard the title. Most of us know with our heads that Jesus does care, but there are times when we want to feel it as well. This desire is good, and many times when I feel far away from God, I found it's my fault, not God's. I must come to him on his terms and take seriously his teaching to me. If you have questions about today's lesson, or if you'd like to contact us, you can reach us by email or internet. Our email address is hope@heraldsofhope.org, and our website is heraldsofhope.org. There, go to the Partner tab at the top. Under this tab, you will see Contact Us. From there, you can message us directly. Please, contact us with the method that is easiest for you. We look forward to hearing from you soon. Thanks so much for being there today. One last thought before you go. Today, we looked at several practical ways Jesus cared for those around him. I think it is clear, Jesus does care. And if you're still not sure, remember this promise from 1 Peter 5:7. First, it requires action on our part, but the promise is dependable and solid. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.